我们先有一点祷告。
Let us have a prayer together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你又把我们带到你的面前来。
You gather us once again in your presence.
你让我们里面有个心意，要寻求明白你自己和你做工的法则。
And you allow for us to have this thought and desire to know of you and the way, the principles in which you work.
我们还要感谢你的，因为你乐意向我们启示你的自己。
Even more so, we have to thank thee that you desire to reveal yourself to us.
所以我们放胆到你面前来向你要。
So with boldness, we come before you to inquire.
求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
We request that you grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
让我们的里面和你天上的心意能够接触得起来。
So that within we're able to connect with your desire which is in heaven.
你叫我们在你面前看见你从前怎样引领你所买书的以色列人。
So that we're able to see how you have led the Israelites whom you have redeemed.
在我们身上你也同样的法则来领我们往前行。
So that likewise you lead us according to the same principle.
但愿你让我们在看到你过去所做的时候，你迫切地使我们从心里爱慕，要脱离以色列人所走过的错误。
We pray that as you show us in the way you work in the past, that you give us an urgency within, that we would desire to not go astray on the way which the Israelites went.
就我们脱离在眼见里头带给我们的很容易迷失的光景。
That you will deliver us from that which is visible that will easily cause us to go astray.
你真实地让我们看见你是说话的神。
That you truly allow for us to see you are the God who speaks.
你也是说了你就做的。
And you also will do as you say.
你的话语没有落空。
And your words will not fall empty.
也不跟着人眼见的事物来有所更改。
And your words does not change according to what we're able to see.
我们求主给我们在读你话的时候可以享用这样
Lord, we pray that as we read into your word, you will grant us such grace.
引领我们行走的脚不脱离你所喜悦的路。
That you will lead our footsteps, that we will not depart away from the way which is pleasing to you.
我们将仰望在你面前。
Lord, we look unto you in this way.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹还记得上一次末了的时候我们读到23章我们就特别提到一个问题但是没有答案
Brothers and sisters recall last time when we ended with chapter 23 we did mention this question yet we did not get around answering it
我就是问到一件事情
And what I asked was
在以西结活着的那个日子
During the days in which Ezekiel lived,
地上有许许多多的邦国。
There are many nations during his time.
他们说到属灵的光景，那比以色列还要糟糕。
When we look at their spiritual condition, they are in a worse condition than the Israelites.
但是我们没有看见神指着他们说什么。
Yet it seems as if we did not see that God has spoken any direct words to them.
但是我们一看到以色列的百姓，不管他是北边的以色列也好，南边的犹大也好，神指着他们说了许许多多严厉的话。
Yet when we look at the people of Israel, whether it is the northern kingdom of Israel or the southern kingdom of Judah, we see that God has spoken many severe pointed words at them.
究竟是什么不一样的地方在其中？
In fact, then where does the difference lie?
我想这一件事情是我们应该很清楚要领会过来的。
Now I think this is a matter that we have to understand very clearly.
不错，神对世界上的人的心都是存着 一个相同的纪念。
That is true. The heart of God toward all the nations of this world, He has the same remembrance for them.
他不单是纪念以色列人。
Not only does God remember the Israelites.
他也纪念所有 的人。
But He also remembers of all mankind.
那我们可以看约拿书的时候就看到这样的一个意思。
And we're able to see this intention of God when we read the book of Jonah.
不仅是在约拿书是这样。
And not only do we find that in the book of Jonah.
我们在旧约里边提到以色列人出埃及的时候。
But also when we mention about Israel when they were delivered from Egypt.
神把逾越节赐给以色列人。
God granted them the Passover.
那在起初的时候是没有提到以色列以外的人的。
At the beginning, the Passover did not mention any other outside of the people of Israel.
但是在当中发生一些事情。
But in the midst, when events took place,
一些外邦人他们也想要过逾越节。
When there were aliens and strangers in their midst who also wanted to observe the Passover,
那神接受不接受他们呢？
Would God accept them or not?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当摩西把这样的一个光景带到神面前去的时候
，When Moses brought such a condition before God,
神的回答就很简单。
The reply of God was very simple.
外邦人也是神所纪念的。
The Gentiles are also those whom God remembers.
但是在神的工作的过程里头，他们不是在头一批神选中的人。
Yet in the process of God's work.The Gentiles are not the first group who are chosen by God.
神要让以色列这一个被拣选的民族完成了神对他们的拣选，那个时候神就借着以色列把列国都接回过来。
But God desires for His chosen race, the people of Israel, through the God's choosing of them, through them that all nations will be brought back before God.
那这是历史上的事，我们应该记得的。
And we recall this from history.
那从这些事上面我们看到。
And from these matters we're able to see.
神对地上的人的接纳是没有任何的条件的。
The acceptance of God toward all nations are without any other condition.
只有一个要求。
There's only one requirement.
他们要肯接受神是谁。
As long as they're willing to accept God for who He is.
所以在外邦人要求以色列人允许他们参与逾越节的时候，神就说：“你让他们先去受隔离，归上。”
Now, therefore, when the aliens and strangers wanted also to observe the Passover, God's direction was very simple. They must be circumcised with the circumcision of Abraham.
隔离有那么重要吗？
Now, circumcision is so important.
神的意思不是隔离这个事实的本身。
God's desire is not on circumcision itself.
神是借着他们肯接受隔离这一件事情来接上亚伯拉罕在神面前蒙纪念的那一个法则。
But it is through their willingness, this action of circumcision, that they will connect themselves onto the promise of Abraham with this principle.
那就是一个信而顺服。
And this is the principle of faith.The trust and obey.
如果我们留意到这一方面的时候，
When we take note in this area,
我们看到整本圣经里头，从起初一直说到启示录，神对人的等候就是等候这么一件事情。
We're able then to realize throughout the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation, this is the longing of God for man to be in this condition.
所以在旧约的日子，神先拣选了亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的后裔。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, God first chose Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their offsprings.
来作为一个神要选立的国度。
To choose them as the nation that was to be established by God.
他们被选召的时候，神明明告诉他们说，你们被选召是选召进一个祭司的国度这一个事实里。
When they were called, God clearly tells them, you have been called and chosen into a kingdom of priests.
这是以色列人跟神中间那个关系和外邦人与神的关系不一样的地方。
And this is the difference wherein it lies between Israel and God and the Gentiles and God.
神在旧约的日子就是要把以色列人带进那个国度的实际。
This is the reality in which God wants to lead Israel into the kingdom in the Old Testament.
所以神不仅是领他们出埃及带进迦南。
Therefore, God not only brought them out of Egypt into Canaan,
神在呼召以色列人的时候
，When God called Israel，
神明明说
，God clearly tells them，
借着对法老说的话
，And through the words which he spoke to Pharaoh，
容我的百姓去
，Let my people go，
去什么
？To do what？
去服侍我
，To serve me。
我们感谢神
，We thank God。
那这是神起初的那个定义，所以以色列人进到旷野的时候，神在那里。建造他们。
Therefore, this was the intention of God when He brought them through the wilderness. God was building them up.
除了在实际的生活经历上去经历神的信实以外
，in their actual daily living and their experiences aside from experiencing God，
神很重要的事情是什么
？What was very important to God？
传了律法给他们。
God gave them the law。
在传律法以前。
And before God gave them the law,
神就给他们先肯定你们是祭司的国度。
God confirms with them that you are a kingly priesthood.
你们要认识这个祭司国度的地位不是很轻松的。
And you must realize that you are a kingdom of priests and this position is not to be taken lightly.
是带着一个条件。
It is with condition.
就是听从神的话。
And that is you must obey God.
那怎么去听从神的话呢
？Now what does it mean to obey God？
神就把律法赐给他们。
Therefore, God gave them the law，
让他们知道神在人中间的要求是什么，他们就有了方向，有了道路来跟随。
In order for the people to know what is the direction to obey God and direction to follow，
但是人要跟随神。
But in order for man to follow God,
凭着人本身的要求是不可能达到的。
To man himself, he's not able to obtain to this requirement.
说神除了传律法给他们以外
，Therefore, besides giving the people the law,
神还给他们建造会幕的这一件事情，来让他们从具体的行动上面来进入神的。
God also commanded them to build the tabernacle, and it is through such action for them to practically enter into the will of God.
那不管你从律法的角度来看，或者从建造会幕的这个事情来看。
Therefore, regardless of the viewpoint we take from giving them the law or for them to build the tabernacle,
神借着这些外面的事情来培育他们。活进那个信而顺服的实际里。
It is through these external matters God is nourishing them and bringing them up to enter into this reality of trusting and obey.
好让他们能带出祭司国度的实际。
So that they can live out the reality of this
kingdom of priests. 那这是神的安排。
And this is the arrangement of God.
但是问题不是只有神的安排，神所要做的就。没有难处。
But the issue does not lie with this is the will of God and what he wants to do is without any hindrance.
神选召以色列。
God chose Israel.
给他们有祭司国度的地位。
So that they're placed in the position of this priestly kingdom.
但是按照以色列的本性来说。
But according to Israel themselves.
他仍然是亚当的后代。
They are still Adamic.
他能做得出来的。就是他们以为自己可以做的。
What they're able to do is what they think they're able to live out.
碰到这一点的时候
，And when we encounter such a point,
我们就又留意到在伊甸园里面的事。
Then we take note again of the events in the Garden of Eden.
亚当怎么失落的呢
？How did Adam fall?
在拣选神的这一点上没有做了一个准确的拣选。
It is upon the point of choosing God, Adam did not make the correct, accurate choosing choice.
不错，神告诉他们说，
Yes, God told them,
你们是为着我的荣耀而被造出来的。
You are created for my glory, for my image.
你们和你们的子孙要成为我在地上显明我的权柄的管理人。
You are those whom I have delegated authority, you and your offsprings, to manifest my authority.
那所以你要成就神对你们那个拣选的时候，你们也必须要拣选神让你们跟随的路。
Therefore, if you are to complete the commitment which God has entrusted to you, you must also choose God, willingly as your choice, as the way to follow.
是弟兄姊妹，你就很清楚的记得，这就是伊甸园里头当中一个很关键的时刻。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, recall that is a very important moment during the events in the Garden of Eden.
那是神让亚当他来选择，你要拣选生命树的果子，还是拣选分别善恶树上的果子。
That is, God allowed for Adam to have the free will to choose of the fruit of the tree of life or the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不少人把这一段的历史作为故事来看。
And many would just view this particular sequence as a story.
这一段历史真实的不是故事。
But these events, in fact, are not just a story.
是很真实的一个历史的事实。
But it's an actual event in history.
因为这个历史的事实就决定了人在跟随主的路上你要怎么走。
And the fact of this history also decides for man which path we will take when we want to follow God.
如今神把以色列人拣选出来。
And now God have chosen Israel.
你们要成为祭司的国度。
And now you are priestly kingdom.
神就给你们预备了外面的条件让你们去跟随。
And God have arranged the outward conditions for you in order for you to follow.
但问题在这里。
But that is the issue.
人有没有那个里面的条件，或者说里面的催促和里面的催逼？
Within, does man have that condition or qualify to have that urgency or that prompting, that desire?
让人毫无保留的按照神的心意来接上去。
So that man without any reservation would be able to follow on to the will of God completely.
那所以当我们一看到以西结书22、23、和前面那个16章、17章里面所提到的事的时候呢，我们没有办法不连接到伊甸园当日所发生过的那一个事上去。
Therefore, when we read Ezekiel chapter 22, 23 and the upcoming chapters, we're able to connect back to the events in the Garden of Eden and to see where the point is.
因为以色列不管他们分裂成南北两国以前还是分裂了以后，他们在神的面前就是在这一个点上常常出了乱子。
Therefore, when we look at the point, the condition of Israel, whether before they were divided into two kingdoms or after they were divided into two kingdoms, this is the very point that they erred in throughout.
如果在这个事上出了乱子，
If it is on this point that they have erred,
那你怎么成为祭司的国度呢？
How then would they become that priestly kingdom?
他们不成为祭司的国度。
And if Israel is not that priestly kingdom,
那列国凭什么能回到神的面前？
Then what channel does all the other nations have to come return back to the presence of God?
在旧约里头没有这一方面清楚的安排。
Under the Old Testament, there is no other clear direction.
列国人要回到神的面前，你必须要透过以色列。
In order for all the nations to return back into God's presence, it must be through Israel.
现在以色列迷失了。
And now Israel is gone astray.
那列国还有路到神面前去吗？
What then for the nations to have a way back before God? We cannot see one.
那我们注意到这样的一件事的时候，
so when we take note of this matter,
我们就留意到为什么在以西结书的里头神那么重的指责，当时是指责犹大，但是实际上是把整个以色列都包括在里头，来说出他们的愚昧无知迷失。
Therefore, when we look at Ezekiel, we see that it's speaking of Judah, but as a whole, God is speaking to the entire nation of Israel to point out their foolishness, their ignorance, and their going astray.
迷失到一个程度，不能执行神的安排。
They have gone far so astray that they cannot execute to be the vessels to execute the will of God.
那当我们了解到这样的一个属灵历史的背景的时候，
Therefore, when we take note of the spiritual background, the condition with this,
我们就明白了为什么在以西结书里头神指着以色列和犹大说那么严重的话。
Therefore, we can come to understand why are the words so severe when God is speaking directly concerning Israel and Judah.
神不单是管制他们，
God not only disciplines them,
神明显地说道，
God clearly says,
我要把你们分散在全地，
I will scatter you throughout the land,
叫你们不成为一个国，
so no longer are you a nation,
到处的漂流，
that you will be scattered and throughout,
来显明离开神的应许那个结果。
And this will manifest the fact, the consequence of your departing away from God.
但神说的那么严肃，执行的那么的严肃，
and when God's words are so solemn and his execution so severe,
有原因的，
there is a reason for that.
固然是因为以色列人跟神是立过约，要守神的约，
evidently is because Israel have made a covenant with God and they must keep the covenant.
但是这个不是最重要的原因，
but that is not the most important reason for this discipline.
最重要的原因是什么呢？
The most important discipline, reason is
神要把迷失了的以色列带回祭司的国度这一个应许里。
It is in order to restore and bring Israel back unto this promise of God to make them a priestly kingdom.
那所以神就说给他们漂流失落到一个什么时候呢？
So that God would allow for them to wander and to be lost for how long?
不是一个短时间。
It is not a short period of time.
耶利米就说到你们要被掳七十年。
Jeremiah says they will be in captivity for 70 years.
神在以西结书里头就说到，
But God says in the book of Ezekiel,
不止七十年，
not only 70 years,
七十年就是你们是从掳到巴比伦可以回来。
That 70 years is only that you can return from the land of exile back to Jerusalem.
回来的时候你是不是仍然是犹大国呢？耶利米书上不要提。
Yet when you return from captivity, does it mean that you are restored as the nation of Judah? It does not mention in Jeremiah.
在耶利米以后但以理和以西结就对这个事情就说得非常非常的严重。
Then the books of Ezekiel and Daniel, when it speaks about this point, this matter, it is very solemn.
但以理就说到，
Daniel says,
整个以色列要成为荒凉，
that the entire Israel would become desolate.
荒凉到什么时候呢？
What desolation?
耶利米没有说的那么叫人难以计算。
It is hard to calculate from Jeremiah.
但是他说了七十个七。
But Daniel says 77.
那但是那里一说到七十个七的时候，就把最末了的一期和前头的那六十九个七啊，就有了一个没办法计算的日子。
But yet in those 77s, the difference of the first 69 sevens and the last seven, the span, the gap between those two sevens are a period of time we cannot calculate.
但以理那里说的话就是荒凉一直到底。
And so in the words of Daniel there, it says desolation till the end.
什么叫做到底?
So what does that mean, to the end?
他没有说出时间。
He did not give us a time frame.
反正就是到底。
But it is to the end.
有多长的时间?
How long is this span?
耶稣呀，但以理没有说。
Now Daniel did not say.
但是到以西结的时候呢?
But when we reach Ezekiel,
虽然以西结跟但以理他们 应该是同时活着的，不过但以理是第一次被掳，以西结是第二次被掳，才到巴比伦。
During the time of Ezekiel, Daniel and Ezekiel are contemporary. They ought to have lived during the same generation, but Daniel was in during the first captivity, and Ezekiel was taken captive during the second captivity.
但是我们可以说，他们两个是在同时代里边的人。
But we can say they're contemporaries in the same generation.
当然，以西结说到这样的一件事的时候，
when we see Ezekiel mentioning about the same event,
弟兄姊妹们，我们就看见神说出他们被分散被 散到外邦的那个那件事情啊，就比耶利米所说的严重多了。
Then brothers and sisters, we see even more severe are the words of Ezekiel in the same matter than Jeremiah, how they're scattered throughout the land and are wandering.
耶利米说的就说到掳去巴比伦。
In Jeremiah, he only says they're captive in Babylon.
但是但以理跟以西结所说的呢，是
But in Daniel and Ezekiel, they're in captivity that they're scattered throughout the world.
那分散到什么时候呢?
So how long is this wandering?
以西结的话，我们上次就特别提了，前头就说到，他就永远不在成国。
And in Ezekiel, we mentioned last time that they would not be a nation again.
幸亏神说他跟以西结说这一句话没有停在以后不再成国。
But we thank God that when he proclaimed these words to Ezekiel, he does not end there with the fact that they would not become a people again.
因为这句话神还没有说完。
Because after that proclamation, God does not end.
神把这句话的幕后都说出来的时候，
when God continues on with his words,
我们才看见以色列才有希望。
Then we see that there is hope yet for Israel.
上次我们特别提到那个就是，
and last time we especially mentioned,
神说 我要他们不再成国，
and that no longer will they be a nation.
直到那配得的人出来，
until the one who is worthy be made known.
我才把国还给他。
And then I will restore the nation to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank our God.
虽然在以西结书里边，神对犹大和以色列的那一个警告， 严格说起来之后，甚至是已经宣告神的咒诅。
Even though the proclamation of God was a warning in Ezekiel, but in fact it was a proclaimed curse upon them.
神仍然是带着无限的怜悯在那里。
Yet God with him, there is still infinite mercy there.
虽然让你们漂流，
and though God allows for them to wander,
但是有一天，
but one day,
我要把你们带回来。
But I will restore you and bring you back.
那因此我们在历史上看到，以色列从巴比伦归回以后，再经过罗马的分散，一直分散到上一个世纪，才局部的看到神把他们的召集。
Therefore, we can see after their return from captivity from Babylon into the promised land, until they were scattered again after the Roman rule, until recently, last century, in the, they were partially gathered once again into the promised land.
还不能说是完全的回来。
Yet we cannot say that gathering is complete.
因为那配得的人还没出现。
Because it is still the one who's right it is yet to appear.
弟兄姊妹都知道，那个配得的人是指着主再来的时候的 基督，神的儿子。
Of course, brothers and sisters, we realize when it says the one who's right it is, who is worthy, is speaking of Christ, the Son of God.
所以以色列现在是 算是恢复一个国家。
So now, even though Israel is considered a nation which is restored,
但是不是一个完整的以色列。
But it is not the complete Israel as a whole.
正如我们常常提到的，有十三条那十个支派还没有找回来。
As we mention often, there are still the 10 lost tribes of Israel.
那我说了那么一大堆的话。
Now I've mentioned all these words.
就引出为什么神对神借着以西结对以色列和犹大说了那么严肃的重话。
It is in order for me to get into why God spoke such solemn, severe words to Israel, to Judah.
但弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地了解到。
Brothers and sisters, you must clearly know.
那等到那个配的人、配得的人出来的时候，
until the one who is worthy, whose right it is.
那最明显的一个事实是什么？
What is that very evident fact?
那是那时候的全地所剩下的以色列人。
It is at that time all of Israel that remain at that time.
这个事情就等主再来的时候，教会被提以后，活主再回到地上那一个时候。
It is at the time when the church is already caught up to be with the Lord, and the Lord shall return, descend with the church at that time.
他们亲眼看到主的再来，降临在耶路撒冷的时候，把他们从非要灭亡不可的那个光景里头挽回过来。
Then those who remain shall see with their own eyes that the Lord shall descend and descend upon Jerusalem to deliver them from a condition where they must perish to be destroyed, to deliver them from that condition.
那时他们才知道。
It is only at that time then they realize.
原来我们的祖先和我们一直以来所拒绝的那一位耶稣基督果然是神的儿子。
It is Jesus Christ is in fact indeed the Son of God whom we and our forefathers have throughout rejected.
就引出他们全家悔改的这一个事实。
So we'll bring about the whole house of Israel and their repentance. That is what it will lead to.
在撒迦利亚书上就提到这件事。
And that is mentioned in the book of Zechariah.
在罗马书上头也特别提到他们以色列人全家得救的这一件事。
And that is also mentioned in the book of Romans when the whole house of Israel shall be saved.
这两个地方提到是相同的一件事。
And those two places in Zechariah and Romans mention about the same matter.
那我们把这些事情都连接起来的时候，
So when we connect all these things together,
我们就很清楚地看到。
Very clearly we can see.
在以西结书里头那么的严肃的指责以色列和犹大。
When the Lord's rebuke upon Israel and Judah is so heavy in the book of Ezekiel.
那个最中心点的原因。
The very central point reason for that.
神让当时的以色列人在他们能活过来的时候他们就知道一件事。
It is in order for the people of Israel at that time when they are quickened.
尤其是在以后以色列人全家得救的事情发生的时候更清楚。
Especially at the point when the house of Israel shall be saved, it will become even more evident.
神是借着这样的一个事实来向以后跟随主的人来显明一件事。
It is through this recording that the Lord manifests this fact to those who shall follow him.
那是明明的告诉我们说分别善恶树上的树的路是绝对绝对不能走的。
It clearly tells us that the way which the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a way that we absolutely must not, cannot follow.
神那么严厉的来对付以色列，乃是要借着最重的那一个催促，来把他们 从分别树上的果子的那一个光景转回到生命树的果子这一个神的安排里。
It is upon this very point that God deals with Israel with such a heavy hand in order to deliver them, bring them out of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in order to bring them back to the way which God has willed under the fruit of the tree of life.
伊甸园里那个时候的历史，它不只是一个历史的事实，而是从那个时候开始，一直经过旧约，来到新约，一直来到主回来这一段时间里边，那都是神引导人归回他面前去的那一个法则。
But the history in the Garden of Eden is not only a history from that time to the Old Testament, to the New Testament, and to the point when the Lord returns, but it is the same principle, the way which God desires to lead all the people throughout to return to that principle.
那因此我们读到二十三章，看到神那么严厉的来单单指着以色列和犹大来说话呢，我们就知道那个原因在哪里。
Therefore, when we read chapter 23 in Ezekiel, now we have an understanding what the reason is why God is speaking so solemnly to Israel, to Judah, when he speaks directly up at them.
这也是特别我们在读以西结书的时候，不住的发现这是耶和华说的。
This is also the reason why we see this term throughout the book of Ezekiel, the word of the Lord, thus saith the Lord.
说了一遍又一遍，一遍又一遍，一遍又一遍。
This term, this phrase continues to be repetitive and appears again and again.
不但是让属神的人听见，这是耶和华说的。
And not only for those who belong to God to hear, thus saith the Lord.
同时也说另外一句话，你们就知道我是耶和华。
It also follows with the same term in the same vein, which is, thus you shall know I am the Lord.
愚昧的人怎么能知道他是耶和华呢？
Those who are foolish, how then they come to realize it is the Lord who said and he is the Lord?
迷失的人怎么能明白耶和华的话呢？
Those who are lost, how do they understand these are the word of the Lord?
当人感觉没有办法的时候，
When man feels helpless,
神就用很严肃的管教来让他们去苏醒。
God will use very heavy discipline in order to awaken them.
所以神在以西结书里头说，里头说许许多多的话。
So God has many words in the book of Ezekiel.
在以西结说话的时候，事情没有发生。
When Ezekiel spoke these words, the events did not take place yet.
我一再跟弟兄姊妹交通过这一点。
And we have mentioned this point with brothers
and sisters. 神是在事情没有发生以前，神先说。
Before the events took place, God proclaimed to them.
人听来就以为说故事。
And when men heard these words, they thought it was a story.
但是神明明让他们知道，不是故事。是事实。
But God clearly tells them they are not stories, but they are a fact.
那所以我们了解到这一点的时候，
When we understand this point,
好，我们可以往24章看接上去了。
Now we can continue on with chapter 24.
那一看到24章的时候，
And when we get to chapter 24,
弟兄姊妹先要留意那个事实发生的时间。
Then brothers and sisters, we have to first take note of the time frame which this takes place.
二十四章一开始就说，第九年十月初十日，耶和华的话又临到我说。
At the beginning of chapter 24, again in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me saying.
我想弟兄姊妹一定会记得那个第九年是指着什么意思。
Now brothers and sisters, I believe you recall what it means when it says in the ninth year.
是指着犹大第二次被掳的时候的那个年日。
So it is in the ninth year of the second captivity.
也就是说，当以西结被掳到巴比伦去的第九年。
In other words, it is the ninth year of the captivity when Ezekiel was in exile.
十日初十日，神的话就对以西结说了。
In the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel. What did God say?
神说，今天。
God said today.
是巴比伦王就近耶路撒冷的日子。
Even this same day, the king of Babylon set himself against Jerusalem.
其实实在的来说，是攻陷耶路撒冷的日子。
In fact, to be clear, it is the day, which Jerusalem will be conquered.
神就说，你把这个事情记下来。
So God says, write this.And write it down.
然后对这悖逆之家来说话。
And utter a parable unto the rebellious house.
说什么话呢？
What words?
说比萨的一段话。
The words that are recorded.
那这段话有点古怪，是不是？
Now these words, they seem strange, right?
不是。
No.
因为这一段话在被掳到巴比伦去的人当天并不知道在耶路撒冷发生什么事。
That is because the audience, in captivity does not know what is taking place the same day in Jerusalem.
但是在耶路撒冷被攻陷的日子，神就对以西结说。
But on the same day that Jerusalem is conquered, God says to Ezekiel,
今天耶路撒冷就给攻陷了。
This day, Jerusalem will be conquered.
你把这个事情记下来。
And write this down.
你告诉这个这些被掳之人的那一些其他的人。
And you will tell the others about this, captives.
来说明这一件事。
To tell them of this event.
为什么要做这件事呢？
And why must he do this?
那弟兄姊妹，你翻到33章。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we take note in chapter 33,
21节,
verse 21,
我们被掳之后12年，十月初五日，有人从耶路撒冷逃到我这里说，城已攻破，逃来的人未到前一个晚上，神耶和华的灵就站在我身上，开我的口。到第二日早晨，那人来到我这里，我口就开了，不再干渴。
Verses 21 and 22.
什么意思
？What does this mean？
24章，神告诉以西结说，耶路撒冷今天给攻破了。
In chapter 24, God tells Ezekiel, this day Jerusalem will be conquered.
你可以告诉这一批人。
And you can tell this group of people.
就是被掳到那边去的人。
And it is those in exile with Ezekiel.
那等到以色列，那些被掳的人真实的知道耶路撒冷被攻破呢，是多少，什么时候的事呢？
Now, how long later afterwards did this group in exile know that the Jerusalem is smitten or been conquered.
4年以后，消息才传到巴比伦这一边。
It is after 3 years that the news arrived to Babylon.
但是那个时候以色列人，那些犹大人，肯不肯接受以西结说的这个话呢？
But would the people at that time when Ezekiel spoke willing to accept the words which he spoke.
他们仍然是作为故事来看。
They still heard these words of Ezekiel
as a fairy tale.
As if he was just joking.
但神同时也告诉以西结。
But God at the same time told Ezekiel,
你把这个事情记下来。
Record this.
记下来做什么呢？
For what?
不是记下来就肯定这一件事情，这一天这个日子发，我神给他说了这样的话。
To record it so you confirm this day that God spoke these words to you.
那然后神就说。
And then God said.
我告诉你，知道耶路撒冷给攻破是什么一回事。
And I will tell you why what is about that Jerusalem is conquered.
那比萨的那一段话就说到耶路撒冷好像一个大锅。
And so here then it says that Jerusalem is like a large pot.
长满了锈。
And it is filled with scum with rust.
应该就是说不能不能再给使用的了。
In other words, this pot cannot be used anymore.
但是这个锅里头啊，就却摆了很多很多的肉啊、骨头啊，什么都有。
But in this pot there are many pieces of meat and bones.
神说就不必把那些东西拿出来。
And God says you do not need to remove these items.
再让火来把那个锅烧了。
But set it on fire and let it burn.
那些肉呢，就让肉了、骨头了和什么了，就让它在那边烧了，烧焦了以后，那也就算了。
And let them boil and seethe all the meat and the bone in the pot.
那神用这样的一段的话来告诉，来让以西结告诉犹大人。
So God uses this passage, these words, to tell Ezekiel to tell the people.
神为什么会让耶路撒冷陷落在巴比伦王的手里？
Why God would allow for Israel to fall into the hand of the king of Babylon?
神说，
God said,
整个耶路撒冷就像以前我们所看过的，满城都已经是各种各样的悖逆。
The entire city of Jerusalem, as we mentioned before, they are filled with rebellion throughout.
我要洁净他们。
And I must cleanse them.
我用各种方法来提醒他们要离开那一些罪恶和败坏。
And I have used many ways to remind them to depart away from those sin and wickedness.
我要洁净他们。
And I must cleanse them.
要维持他们活在祭司国度的这个要求里。
In order to sustain them to live under this requirement of a priestly kingdom.
但是他们不听话。
But yet they would not hearken.
他们不肯受洁净。
And they would not be cleansed.
那么因此神就说了一句很重的话。
Therefore the word of the Lord is very severe.
很重在什么地方呢？
Why is it so heavy?
我们看十三节
，Verse 13，
在你污秽的中有淫行，我洁净你，你却不洁净，你的污秽再不能洁净，只等我向你发的愤怒指示。
In thy filthiness is lewdness, because I have purged thee, and thou wast not purged, thou shalt not be purged from thy filthiness any more, till I have caused my fury to rest upon thee.
神就说了这样的，这样严重的话。
So God speaks such severe words.
然后就说了。
And then God says,
这是耶和华说的。
Thus saith the Lord God.
那是十四节的末了那一句话。
At the end of verse 14.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看到当时的那个情形的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we see that situation.
你就知道了。
Then you'll realize.
犹大人一直在神的面前悖逆神，悖逆神。
Israel continues to rebel against God and rebel against God to a point.
神用了多少的忍耐，多少的等待。
God have used so much long suffering and forbearance with them.
兴起神所用的先知。
To rise up prophets which he had used.
不住地给他们提醒。
Continuously to remind them.
他们好像根本就没有放在心上。
Yet it's as if they have not put those in their heart at all.
一直是照着他们的愚昧来惹动神的怒气。
And according to their own foolishness, they continue to provoke the wrath of God.
那现在到了一个时候。
And now at this point,
神说， 我要给他们一个很严厉的鞭打了。
God says, I will scourge them greatly.
那神说这一大段的话，就是指着，向以西结说出，你记着，就是今天。我是跟你说这些话的今天，耶路撒冷陷落在巴比伦的手里。
So God tells Ezekiel today, this same day, record these words that Israel, Jerusalem will be conquered by Babylon.
神说，这一次陷落下去的时候，我对以色列人的那一个管教是很重的。
And this fall, this discipline, this scourging is very heavy from me to Israel.
不管那个锅里头的那个肉啊有多少，我连那个锅子都不要了。
Regardless of how many pieces of meat and bones are in the pot, even the pot itself, I will discard and forsake.
说 神就是说，我把整个的耶路撒冷和其中的这悖逆的人全都交出去了。
And so God, in other words, is saying, I have turned over, gave up, the people of Jerusalem and all the people therein.
我们看到神说的那么严肃的话。
When we see such severe words from God.
但是我们看到神说了这些话以后。
Yet we see after all these words.
那以西结就起初把这个话说了以后呢，没有交代究竟那些被掳的人肯不肯听以西结说的话。
Yet after such a recording, Ezekiel did not let us know if the audience were willing to hear his words.
我们从刚才读过的那个33章就知道他们根本听不进去。
Yet from the verse, the text we read in chapter 33, we realized the people did not hear these words.
说就引出了神在第二天让以西结把这一件事情告诉了当时在巴比伦的被掳去巴比伦的犹太人以后。
So we can see it leads us to the next day when God has Ezekiel to tell the captive that was in Babylon and later on.
神让以西结身上又发生一件事。
Then God had Ezekiel events come upon Ezekiel again.
但神是接着跟以色列说了头一段话的时候接上去就说这件事。
But it is through the first words which God spoke and then God continues on with further words.
那是十五节也开始。
And that's starting with verse 15.
耶和华的话又临到我说。
Also the word of the Lord came unto me saying,
他说人子啊我要将你眼目所喜爱的忽然出去去你却不可悲哀哭泣也不可流泪只可叹息不可出声不可办理丧事头上仍勒裹头巾脚上仍穿鞋不可蒙着嘴唇也不可吃吊伤的食物。
Verse 16, Son of man, behold, I will take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet never shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thine head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men.
那于是呢，第二天早晨，耶利米就把这个事情，就是上面提到耶路撒冷陷落了，同时神要在他身上做一件这样的事，是什么事呢？在当时以西结还不知道是什么事。
So later on we realize God told Ezekiel to record these words and tell the people in exile and what God just said in verses 16 and 17. At that time when God spoke to Ezekiel, he did not know what will take place.
所以第二天早晨他就把这些事告诉被掳到巴比伦的犹大人。
So verse 18, I spoke unto the people in the morning.
但是他们那些人真的是当作笑话来看。
Of course, the people heard the words of Ezekiel as a joke.
当天晚上。
And at evening,
以西结就碰到一个非常非常意外的事。
Ezekiel encountered something suddenly.
因为上面神给他说的那一些事情呢，没有点说是什么事。
Because previously the two verses before God told him, but did not tell him exactly what will happen.
只是说到你会丧失一个人。
But that you will lose the desire of your eyes.
但结果在当天晚上，第二天的晚上。
So at evening, the next evening,
以西结的妻子就死掉了。
His wife died.
所以第三天早，第三天早晨了。
So, in the morning, the third morning,
以西结就按着神的吩咐而行。
He did in the morning as he was commanded.
吩咐他什么呢？
What did God command him?
就是说，他日常的生活里头完全照常， 不可悲哀哭泣，也不可流泪，只可以觉得可惜可惜，只可叹息。又不要去说话，也不要办理丧事，就是生活就是跟平常一样。
So he continued to live and have his daily routine as normal, forbearing to cry, making no mourning or weeping or tears to run down.
底下有两句话很有意思，不可蒙着嘴唇，也不可吃掉伤的食物。
And cover not thy lips and eat not the bread of men, or in the Chinese translation,
什么意思呢？
Eating for the dead, what does that mean?
我们不太容易明白。
It is not easy for us to understand.
他最爱的妻子。
His beloved wife.
就在第二天的晚上，就也不知道是什么原因，就去世了。
We don't know the reason, but the next evening after these words came to him, his wife died.
在人的感情上面来说。
In man's emotion.
你怎么能接受这样的一件事呢？
How can we accept such a matter?
但神老早就告诉他。
But God told him.
你家里有丧事。
There would be a death in your family.
虽然有丧事。
Even though there is a death.
但是你不能按照平常处理丧事那样子来处理这个事情。
Yet you cannot deal with the dead as you normally would.
你可以叹息。
You can sigh.
但是不可以哭泣。
But you cannot weep.
你可以觉得难过，
and you can be sorrowful,
但是你不能说什么话，
but you cannot speak.
但是有一件事情你一定要做，
but there is something you must do.
什么事呢？
What is that?
不可蒙着嘴唇，
cover not your lips.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
什么时候人会蒙着嘴唇呢？
When is it that when your lips are covered?
受不了的事的时候。
It is when you cannot bear something.
你会蒙着嘴唇了。
You will cover your lips. You will.
发怒的厉害的时候，蒙着嘴唇了。
And
悲哀的不得了时候，蒙着嘴唇了。那是，这个是这个光景。
When you're in deep sorrow, when you're in deep anguish and anger, you will cover your lips.
那么大的一件事。
Such a big event for Ezekiel.
我的妻子不在了。
My wife has died.
我怎么不能说话，说句话呢？
How come I cannot speak?
神说不能说。
God says you cannot.
为什么不能说呢？
Why can't you?
不但是不能说。
Not only you cannot speak.
你也不要处理一些那个一些就商家的事。
Now you cannot handle the matters for the dead as you normally would.
很重要的一件事说，也不要吃。那个吊丧的食物。
And eat not the bread of men or food for the dead.
这个话就很有意思了。
And so this is very interesting.
那我有一个这样的体会。
This is my own personal view.
我不知道准确不准确。
I don't know if it's accurate or not.
按照事情的发生来说。
According to the sequence of events.
妻子突然的死去了。
Your wife has suddenly died.
怎么不难过呢？
You would be in sorrow.
怎么不可以为他吊丧呢？
Why can't I mourn for her?
所以说就是不要。
God says no.
连吃吊丧的食物都不要预备。
And do not prepare the bread of man or the food.
有人给你预备你也不要吃。
And if others prepare for you, do not eat of it.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我是觉得。
This is what I feel.
我不一定准确，但是可以我们作为参考。
But it may not be accurate, but you can use it as a reference.
按照人的情感上面来说，这个事情不好受。
According to man's emotion, this is hard to bear.
但是神说。
But God says.
不好受，你要用平常的心去接受。
Even though it is hard to forbear, you will face it.As with a normal heart, as you normally would do with daily events.
为什么不要用要平常心去接受呢？
Why do you accept this as you normally would live?
因为你的妻子肉身虽然死了，
though in physically your wife has died,
但她实在是活的。
But in fact, she lives.
她被接去是 接到神的纪念里。
She has been received into the remembrance of God.
是神，是他，他虽然在人的中间好像消失。
Though it seems like she has disappeared no longer with men.
但在神的面前，他非常蒙纪念。
But yet before God, she is extremely remembered.
因为他在他经历这一件事情上，把神的心意向那些愚昧的人来说话。
For in her experience, now in her this action, she is speaking to those who are foolish.
为什么我会这样想呢？
And why do I think this way?
因为是九节是这样，是八节是这样说。
Because verse 19, 18 says.
于是我将这事早晨就告诉百姓。
So I spoke unto the people in the morning.
为什么要告诉百姓呢？
Why must he tell the people, Ezekiel tell the people?
这件事发生以前是说到耶路撒冷陷落。
That is before this happened, it's recorded about the fall of Jerusalem.
然后那天晚上他妻子就过去世。
And at evening, his wife died.
那些人听了耶路撒冷会陷落。他们以为又是开玩笑。
When the people heard in the morning Ezekiel telling them that Jerusalem will fall, they thought it was a fairy tale again.
现在你看到以西结的妻子去世了。
But now you see that the wife of Ezekiel died.
这也是神把话说在前头的。
And it is also told to Ezekiel beforehand.
这个事情不是笑话。耶路撒冷陷落也不是笑话。
And so, when God proclaimed what will happen, it is not to be ridiculed, and Jerusalem will also fall.
但是神借着耶利米，借着以西结和他的妻子这一件事情，不是单单在印证那个事是真实的。
And this death of Ezekiel's wife not only is to confirm what was spoken to be fact,
同时也说出耶路撒冷陷落的时候，在耶路撒冷的人所忍受的那些难处啊，是难到一个地步，你想为自己悲哀都没有时间和心情啊。
But in effect also points out to the reality that the people of Jerusalem during their fall will face, they are in such deep sorrow and anguish, they have no time to mourn or toexpress their sadness.
说出上文，说到耶路撒冷就是一个锅，要把锅里头的这个肉啊、骨头啊，都烧得不成样子的那一件事情。那么严肃的临到呢，你却不能悲哀，因为你没时间给你悲哀。
Therefore, the illustration that God uses as a large pot that is boiling and seething with all the meat and bones in it to be consumed and burned.To a point as the depiction of the destruction of Israel is so severe that they have no time to mourn or to be in deep anguish.
因为耶路撒冷陷落的时候，
Because during the fall of Jerusalem,
巴比伦的军队在城里头的杀人，几乎是把人杀尽。
That the slaughter, the massacre of the Babylonians in the city of Jerusalem.To a point, you can say everyone was slaughtered.
你那个时候连自己逃命都来不及了，你还得为着别的事情来悲哀。
In those situations, you would not even have time to escape or do anything else with another thought. Why would you have time to mourn for those who have been slain?
你逃避也不一定逃避得了。
Even if you try to escape, you may not be able to flee.
在那种情形的时候，你什么感情要发表出来都没有条件来发表了。
So during those circumstances, you have no time, no thought to express any kind of emotion.
当这个就是他的妻子过世以后的那应该是第四天了。
So then on the fourth day, this is after the wife has died.
以西结就是按照神怎么吩咐他，他就怎么做。
So Ezekiel did as God commanded him.
那些百姓们就问他说。
So the people asked him.
你这样行跟我们有什么关系？
Will you not tell us what these things are to us?
你不告诉我们你为什么这样行吗？
Why don't you tell us why you do this?
那你就看到当时以色列人的那些愚昧的到什么情形。其实以西结当时所发生的事情，以西结早一个晚早一天已经告诉过了他们了。
So you can see the foolishness, the degree of foolishness of the people. In fact, Ezekiel already told them beforehand, before all this happened.
所以以西结呢就再跟他们再提。
So Ezekiel answered them, mentioned to them again.
提什么呢？
What did Ezekiel say?
就提到耶路撒冷那一边的事。
And so Ezekiel mentions to them about the situation in Jerusalem.
神说我要二十一节，你告诉以色列讲，主耶和华如此说，我必使我的圣所，就是你们努力所夸耀、心里所喜爱的、心中所爱惜的，被亵渎。
Speak unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellence of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth.
你们所，并且你们所遗留的儿女必倒在刀下，那时你必行我仆人所行的，不蒙着嘴唇，不吃吊伤的食物，你们仍要头上勒裹头巾，脚上穿鞋，不可悲哀哭泣。你们必因自己的罪孽，相对叹息，惭愧，消灭，渐渐消灭。
And your sons and your daughters whom you have left shall fall by the sword, and you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men, and your tie shall be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall pine away for your iniquities, and mourn one toward another.
以西结就是这样做你们的预兆。
Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign.
凡他所行的，你们都要照样行。
According to all that he have done, shall ye do.
等到你们真实的知道这个事情的时候呢，你们就知道我是耶和华。
And when this cometh, you shall know that I am the Lord God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么这些事情都是在耶路撒冷陷落的当天、第二天、第三天所发生在巴比伦那一边犹太人中间的事。
Now these events took place in the land of captivity in Babylon, the same day, the next day, the third day when Jerusalem fell.
他们起初用作假先知们所说的话，认为我们有圣殿，我们有律法，我们有祭坛，神不会让我们怎么怎么的。
So previously, when they had the false prophets proclaim to them, will we be saved? Because we have the law, we have the temple, we have the altar, and we will be saved and all this and all that.
25节，神对以西结说一点话。
Now, verse 25, God says these words to Ezekiel.
就说出为什么神允许在耶路撒冷发生这样的事。
And God says why he allowed for such things to take place in Jerusalem.
这有跟着我们一直以来所说到以色列人所依靠的，他们认为说我们有依靠，巴比伦人奈何不了我们。
Therefore, this continues the thought which Israel always thought they had something they can lean on, put their trust in, that the Babylonians cannot do anything to us.
神对以西结就说了那样一句话。
God says to Ezekiel,
我除掉他们所依靠、所欢喜的荣耀，并眼中所喜爱、心里所看重的儿女。
When I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters.
那么也就是说，当耶路撒冷陷落的时候，他们的儿女逃避不及啊，或是什么什么，都落到巴比伦的残杀里。
Therefore, that is during the destruction of Jerusalem, when their sons and daughters tried to flee, they could not escape and also were slain under the sword of the Babylonians.
他说这个事情就说到四年后的事。
And so this tells us of things they find out 4 years later.
那日逃脱的人来到你这里，使你耳闻这事。
That he that escapeth in that day shall come unto thee to cause thee to hear it with thine ears.
你必向那逃脱的人开口说话，不再哑口。
In that day shall thy mouth be open to him which is escaped, and thou shalt speak and be no more dumb.
你必这样为他们做预兆。
And thou shalt be a sign unto them.
那这里我们又看到一件事情。
And so here again we see this.
当上头他回答了被掳的犹太人说到耶路撒冷要陷落的这个事情以后。
The text before when Ezekiel answers to the captives in Babylon.
他就不再说话了。
Then after that, he no longer speaks.
不说话多久呢？
How long was he silent?
从这里我们就看到四年后，当耶路撒冷逃脱出来的人来的，被当然就是也是被掳了，就是第三批被掳的人。
That is later on, 4 years, when we see it is the group of the third captivity.
来到巴比伦的时候，就说起这些事情，以西结就再开口说话了。
It is when those have escaped and come to tell them about Jerusalem is smitten, then no longer was Ezekiel dumb.
这个事情，那就是说出以西结有差不多四年的时间不再说话。
So we can take note, it's about 4 years' time that Ezekiel no longer spoke.
一直到四年后，那些第三批被掳的人到了巴比伦，说起那些事情的时候，以西结就说了。
It was then about 4 years when the third group of captive was there, then Ezekiel spoke again.
说出整个的事情是如此，神老早就已经是定规了，但是你们就是不听从神的话，而引出这样的结果。
And spoke of these matters that it was foretold to you long ago, but yet you would not hearken unto them.
不过就引起一个问题来了。
But then it will lead us to this question.
以西结不说话四年。
If Ezekiel did not speak for 4 years,
但底下他还有话啊。
But yet there are still words before then.
那我们就留意到24章里边神对他说的一件事。
So then we take note of chapter 24 and one matter which God spoke to him.
我对你说的话，你先记下来。
And so you record the words which I tell you.
只是记当时的话吗？
Does he only record the words that are spoken at that particular time?
我们有理由相信，从25章一直到33章。
We would have reason to believe from chapter 25 all the way to chapter 33.
这一段时间里头，神向以西结也说了很多的话。
That God spoke much to Ezekiel.
但以西结就没有说出来。
But yet Ezekiel did not express them.
就是写了下来。
But he wrote them down.
等到33章以后，他又在说，他就发表了这些，又开口。
Then after
说神托他说的话。
Words in chapter 33, then he spoke again to speak the words which God entrusted to him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神预先是这样的，借着以西结说话来印证他在当时所要做的事那个原因和那个结果。
Therefore, God made these words known to Ezekiel for him to proclaim, to tell the people of the reason for these actions and the consequences of these actions.
这样的事情在以色列，在人看来的时候，神的手下的蛮重。
When we look at this, perhaps we would feel the hand of the Lord is very heavy.
如果我们真实的知道当时犹大在神面前的光景，
if we truly realize the condition of Judah before God,
和他们所背负的神的见证的那个责任，
and the responsibility of the testimony which they bore,
我们就知道神并不是特意向他们下重手。
Then we will realize God did not especially have a heavy hand upon them.
神只是借着他跟以色列立约的时候所说的事情来执行那一个出自就是。
But God only executed his discipline according to the covenant which he made, the people made with him.
这样的事情
this matter,
在犹太人有在以色列人心思里头固然是有过不去的感觉。
Now, of course,In emotions, the people of Israel could not accept this.
就是在其他的人看来，也许会觉得，哦，神有没有做得过分了一点？
Perhaps even in the view of others, we might suspect that God has overdone it.
那我们读过哈巴谷书的时候，我们就知道。
And when we have read the book of Habakkuk,
当神借着哈巴谷说到。巴比伦人要把他们掳去的时候呢
When the prophet Habakkuk have mentioned about how the Babylonians will take the people in captivity,
哈巴谷就在神面前发过一个问题
And Habakkuk even had this question before God.
神啊，你要对付你的百姓，我没有话好说。
God, if you are to deal with the people, I have no words to say against that.
但是你用着巴比伦来对付你的百姓，巴比伦人。比你的百姓还好一点吗？
But if you were to use the Babylonians to deal with your people in this way, are the Babylonians any better?
如果你是用好人来对付他们，我觉得还可以接受。
I would be able to accept it if it was those who are more righteous.
但是你用一些来对付他们的人，好像比他们更不如的，这个事情合宜吗？
But is this acceptable, appropriate when you have others who seem even not as righteous to come and deal with your people in this way.
神在哈巴谷书里头就对哈巴谷神说过这样的话。
And so God spoke these words to Habakkuk.
我不是用到他们的残暴来对付以色列人。
That God did not deal with the people according to the violence of Babylon.
我是要用着他们的手来管理我的百姓。
But it is through the hands of the Babylonians that God will discipline his people.
但是他们那些人却越过了我的界限来对付以色列人。
But yet the Babylonians have gone past my boundary to deal with the people of Jerusalem.
这一件事情我不因着他们替我管教了我的百姓，我会向他们追讨他们的残暴。
But God says He will chasten the Babylonians for their violence toward His people, even though they thought they were helping God in disciplining of His people.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这样的一件事情，再来看以西结书。
So brothers and sisters, when we have that understanding and we read Ezekiel again,
从二十五章开始
starting from chapter 25,
一直到三十，一直到三十七节了，一直到三十六节了
until chapter 36.
应该还早一点。
Maybe a little before.
应该是到三十三章。二十五章到三十三章。
So from chapters 25 to chapter 33.
是神的话就转了一个方向。
The word of the Lord have taken a turn.
转上哪一个方向呢
？What turn?
转上一切跟以色列人。被掳到外邦这一件事情有关的列国来说出他们也在神的面前给追讨的事。
God shifts his attention from the point, the reason why Israel is in captivity to the surrounding Gentile nations that they're also being chastened by God.
正好回应了神当年对哈巴谷所说的，我用他们 但是我不需要他们那样残暴，但是他们的残暴是出于他们越过了界限，所以我一样的追讨他们。
So that also echoes the reply which God gave to Habakkuk, that even though I use the nations as a vessel to discipline my people, but I will also chasten them for their violence toward my people because they have done more than my discipline.
我虽然纪念他们替我做一个处置以色列人的执行人，
even though I remember them to be the ones I used to execute discipline upon my people.
但是这样的一个地位和一个这样的委托并不等于过他们可以随意的去越过我的允许来做其他的我不要他们做的事。
Yet even though I have placed them in that position to delegate such authority for them to discipline my people, but just because I have entrusted them with this does not mean they can surpass my authority, my limitations to deal with my people as they wish.
So, 接下来从25章开始一直到33章。
So, from chapter 25 of Ezekiel to chapter 33.
我起初以为用一次来把它说完就好，因为你找到了那个主题，你就看神怎么处理还是就行。
I had originally intended to go through all those chapters with one session. As long as we grasp the central thought, then we can see how the events take place.
但是我细细再来看看的时候不行。
But when I read it in detail, then I feel I cannot do it in one time.
因为这一章到后面的时候呢，也说出了为什么犹大被掳的这一件事情，除了神手的除了神的手在那里有工作，撒旦的手也插了进去。
The reason I say that we have to spend a bit more time on those chapters is when I further meditate upon them, I realize besides God's intention of disciplining His people, we also see the hand of Satan intervene.
那因此我们才能确定的。以色列人他的历史是跟属灵是跟神属灵的做工的历史是连接得很紧的。
Therefore, we're able to realize to those events that the historical event of Israel is closely connected with the spiritual history.
我们不能把它只是当作一般性的历史来看。
We cannot just look through them as general history.
因为以西结书在后来明接着我们要读的那这部分的时候，特别说到推罗王的那一段话呢，就包括了一个非常严肃的属灵的启示在里头。
That is because when we read those particular chapters, there is a section specifically on the king of Tyre. When we take notice of that, we can see it is folded into it the spiritual condition of that, and it gives us a spiritual revelation.
让我们真知道属灵的历史不能用一般人间的历史来衡量。
And therefore, then we'll realize we cannot evaluate spiritual history as we do with the world's history.
因为属灵的历史不是人与人的问题。
Because spiritual history is not a matter concerning between men.
是接连到人与神与撒旦都连接在哪里的一些事情。
But spiritual history is connected with man, between man and God, and also Satan in between.
以西结书就给我们更清楚地看到这一件事。
And in the book of Ezekiel, we can see this matter very clearly.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
以西结书所以那么难读，那么又叫我们觉得你不能放弃不读。
Though the book of Ezekiel seems difficult to read, yet we have a feeling we cannot just forsake it and not read through it.
因为在当中是非常清楚的引出了那个整个属灵征战的那个原则 在哪里?
Because in the midst of the words, we're able to see the spiritual warfare and the spiritual condition in the words.
也就给我们知道为什么在以西结书里头那么频密的出现你们就知道我是耶和华。
Therefore, we can see the reason why throughout the book of Ezekiel, how many times and closely mentioned about the term, thus you shall know I am the Lord God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以我们读以西结书的时候
When we read the book of Ezekiel,
我一再提醒弟兄姊妹不要把它作为一个平常的书来看。
I have mentioned to brothers and sisters, we cannot read it as normal story or book.
因为在以西结书里头一直领我们朝着一个方向走去真实的认识神是谁。
Because throughout the book of Ezekiel, it continues to lead us in this direction, that is for us to truly know that who the Lord is.
我们该怎样来跟随神?
And how we ought to follow God.
让神按着他的定义来成就他那永远的旨意。
So that we may, according to God's own will, be those used to complete His will.
读到以西结书的末了的时候那我们就会很清楚地掌握这一方面的看见。
When we get to the end of the book of Ezekiel, very clearly we would be able to grasp this thought.
那所以下次回来的时候，我们要看二十五、二十六，一直要看到对付完埃及。
We will read chapters 25 and 26 next time when we return until the recording concerning how God deals with Egypt.
包括好多章哦。
It will include many chapters.
到32章。
It will go to chapter 32.
因为虽然是有那么多章，我盼望，对，我是盼望弟兄姊妹们，你先把这些都看，看看。能了解多少就了解多少，但是先有一个底。我们交通的时候呢，交通到哪里就到哪里。因为里边有历史的事情，也有预言上的事情。
I request brothers and sisters read throughout so that we will have a general understanding. We will understand as much as we can. But when we share, you will have that solid background already. In the midst of it, there are some.Historical history, but also some prophecy in the midst.
特别是说到推罗这两三章，要特别的注意。
Specifically, the chapters concerning Tyre, the king of Tyre, we have to take note of.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here this evening.
我们从有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为在你那荣耀的旨意的里头，你从来没有放弃你所有的安排和责任。
Because in your eternal glorious will, you have never forsaken your arrangement and your responsibility.
属你的人能跟得上的时候，你的恩典是无限的显明。
When those who belong to you are able to follow on, your grace is infinite.
当人跟不上的时候，你也用尽你各种的方法，要把人的脚步调转。
And when man is not able to follow on, you will use all ways available to turn our footsteps back to you.
主，许多的事物在我们的心思里，我们是不大容易的领会。
Lord, though there are many things that we cannot be able to understand.
但是你却是提醒我们要借着一切我们所接触到的各种各样的事物来认识你是耶和华。
But let us comprehend the fact that through all these events and matters that we'll come to an understanding that you are the Lord God.
也让我们更多的体会到你的话真的是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
So that we may truly be able to comprehend and understand that your word indeed is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
一面保守我们不走错路。
That you will guard us that we will not go astray.
一面也催促我们更准确的来跟随你。
And also prompt us to follow you even more accurately.
主，我们说。
Lord, we say,
你是可敬拜的主。
You are Lord who is worthy for us to worship.
但愿主借着你那无限的怜悯，你救我们脱离仇敌在人心系里头各种各样的骚扰。
Lord, through your infinite mercy, deliver us from all the disruptions of the enemy.
让我们不是从人的眼光来看你手中所做的事。
So that we would not look with the visible eye upon the work of your hand.
我们要回到生命树的跟前来取用树上的果子。
But that we would come back into the presence of the tree of life to partake and enjoy of the fruit of the tree of life.
叫我们在跟随你的脚步上面，我们不会打岔了我们的脚步。
So in our path of following you, our footsteps would not go astray.
但愿荣耀归给你。
May all glory be thine.
属天的祝福赏赐给我们。
And the heavenly blessings bestowed upon us.
保守我们纯洁的只等到你来的日子。
That you will keep us pure until the day that you return.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We commit this to you in prayer. In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.